This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Central City Opera has reached an agreement with its artists on a new collective bargaining agreement. This means the new season of the opera will go on as planned next month. Disputes over wages and harassment were at the center of the fight between the sides. In a statement, the American Guild of Musical Artists says the agreement includes more money, comprehensive DEI language, and increased workplace protections. Central City Opera is a financial supporter of CPR News, but has no editorial influence. The Denver Museum of Nature and Science will permanently close its North American Indian Cultures exhibit this summer. The museum plans to work with Native American communities on a rework of the exhibit. It says the current one reinforces harmful, racist stereotypes. Donna Christian is an indigenous consultant working with DMNS.
It is a museum of nature and science, so why not look toward nature and science in indigenous communities? How are we science forward and talk about our environmental work?
The museum says there is no timeline on when the exhibit will reopen. The University of Denver women's lacrosse team is headed to the Final Four. The undefeated Pioneers beat the University of North Carolina Thursday to book their ticket to the semifinals in North Carolina over Memorial Day weekend. Their next match is May 26th against either Northwestern or Loyola, Maryland. This is CPR News and KRCC. After a foggy and misty morning today across much of Colorado, you still may be seeing some smoke in the area. That is coming from wildfires in Canada. If you're sensitive to poor air quality, it's best that you stay indoors today.